Okay, go ahead, Gabby.
I don't know. I guess that's it.
I was off. The other thought that came to my mind, and I would like to hear what other people have to say about this too, because people have all different ways of expressing, you know, those inspirations, those thoughts, that those visualizations, those ideas that come to you. And I was just wondering about something like even just drawing or some other artistic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But does anybody else have any? Go ahead.
One thought that I had was, so I spent Monday and Tuesday performing nanny duties for a friend of mine in Portland. And I was staying in a hotel room with her one-year-old. And I went out on walks, just even around, it was the Pearl District, downtown Portland. And
yeah.
Looking at the architecture and seeing the people, and even that was just, was my alone time, even though there's people around, people even, you know, stopping to chat, but it was just for me to get out, clear my head. I was walking, pushing the stroller. And so, I mean, I don't think it just has to be in nature, just getting out even anywhere just to appreciate the beauty, the warm weather, the people. I mean, that's been kind of my experience. It doesn't just have to be nature.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I'm a nature person myself. Just, I think because I grew up on a farm out in the middle of nowhere. So I've always felt very, very safe, but I agree. One of the things that I like to do when I'm in a new city is, you know, on vacation, or if I take a reprieve and I want to go off on a weekend sabbatical, in any town that I'm in, I just walk around town, and you do get the same effect in many ways. That's true. But I'm kind of trying to get more to understanding what Gabby is saying about how she's having trouble capturing what comes to her during her alone time.
Yeah, I mean, I could be in yoga and you know, have specific things coming to me, and it's really more in words than I guess I think I could express, you know, by drawing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I mean, I guess I could stop during yoga and like write something down in my phone. I mean, I've actually done that in cycling class.
Mm.
Because I just really get inspired and things come to me when I'm like intensely, I guess, focused on like physical exertion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess I'm just trying all different ways.
Is anything coming to you to share, Tracy? I know you're a yoga person too.
I guess you know, your awareness of when the mind is still and quiet, and then what comes. Because I think the way these God walks speak to me is that it's giving you time just to be. And so, and in yoga, they say that nature is the most sattvic. Is the most sattvic state of mind, which is the most close to God state of being. So that's why being out in nature, it's like sometimes things come to you, right? Or you're walking, you know, kind of unstructured movement, things just come. And yoga is one of those things, you know, even though they say within the posture, so you're holding the posture, that would be the unstructured movement, right? I mean, you have to move and use your mind to get into it some, you know, most times. But once you're in it, like that's where you can, you know, maybe things would come to you. So kind of being aware of like when that stillness presents itself. And like Jennifer said, it could be anywhere, you know, anytime. And I'm wondering, just an insight and thought I had, wonder if you're putting too much pressure on yourself of trying to, you know, trying to get into a place rather than just kind of letting it come, just a thought. I mean, it may not be.
Yeah, no, I mean, things are coming, I mean, all the time. Like, for example, the me now, I can start it and I can have all kinds of ideas about what to put in it, but then I get kind of a little bit hung up on the, like, communicating it all so that it all goes together. And then I'm totally, I mean, I can start the morning and afternoon, but I don't know what's happening at night.
Everybody, I just wanted to let you know that I just tried calling Kate and putting her on speakers to see if she can join us that way, because she just hasn't been able to get in. So, Kate, can you hear anything?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to kind of hold the phone here. So go ahead. We're all here now, kind of.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Where are you guys in the conversation? I'll be happy to just catch up with what's going on with everybody.
We've been going around in a circle and just talking about whether or not we've been able to do our solitude time and our breathing and what that experience has been. So Gabby was just sharing her experience. I think she was probably getting close to wrapping up, and then Tracy was going to go.
Okay, great. That's fine. Thank you.
So I have been getting, I think, good solitude. So it's just, and lots of great things are coming to me, but it's just actually capturing them. I think it's also an organization thing, because I might write things down in different places, and so I'm working on all of that, but the solitude is definitely helpful to me,
Good.
To remain, centered.
Well, continue just trying different things and see what works. And, the same book that I recommended to Kate, do you remember, what was the name of that Denise Lynn book, Soul Coaching?
In 28 days, I ordered it from Kroll. That reminds me, I haven't seen anything.
It's a great book on getting organized and getting organized in a way that nurtures your soul. And it's just a really good book. It's by Denise Lynn, so you might want to consider that. But just a thought.
Thank you.
So, Tracy?
Hi. I've been getting my alone time in. It's usually the time that I'm doing my practice in the morning. So this has been something that's been rooted in my life for many years. It's good. It's essential to managing the abundance that's happening in terms of just all the opportunities to participate and in life and things that are going on with me right now. So, it's been good. And I don't think that you mentioning God walk and this alone time a lot is, I think it's super necessary, because I really don't think that it's something that's that common, and that you do discover a lot when you intentionally spend that time alone. That's been my experience. So I appreciate you bringing that kind of as a central part of this work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suspect you may be right about that. I think for women in particular, maybe. Of course, I shouldn't say that, because most of my clients are women, but we tend to have a tendency to go from one thing to the next all the time, and we're always taking care of people and making sure everybody's happy. So it can be a challenge for sure. Okay, so how about you, Kate?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let me think about how to be a little short with my explanation. Yes, I've been doing some more meditating. I haven't been walking. What I've been trying to do now is, go to the gym and get in the hot tub and do some backstroking, because I'm still dealing with, this back.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having just terrible back issues, and it's getting a little bit better, but I still have, it's slowing me down, it's making me not think as clearly, and it's just been I'm struggling to make that time, and I'm realizing that the best way to make that time is to just, right now, it's starting by, like I said, going to the gym and using that time to, be quiet and, be in the hot tub and kind of relax, and then swim and try to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been good. Unfortunately, what I just realized in the last few minutes I'm so sorry that I'm like this. And I realize part of what's going on with my mind, I keep going, like, being more quiet, but then my brain just starts kicking in, especially I've been obsessing. Every day I've been probably at half an hour to an hour reading about, like, what's going on with Donald Trump. But what came up for me today is what I realized is why this is happening. I was just talking with a couple of women, and we were talking about what he said, and I realized what's happening is his comments are stirring back up. I was raped when I was 16, and there's still issues that I have from my past. I kind of dealt with that well, but there's still, like, these whole, you know, boys will be boys, and this anxiety that's in my life right now. And I just realized, you know, I've been getting calm is good, but I keep going back to, I think I'm worried about the presidential debate, but I'm more being stirred by these unresolved emotional things from my past. So that's kind of the strong thing of what's going on with me at this particular moment. And it's a good thing to open up to it, but yeah, it's like, but right now I just feel like I'm this emotional basket case between being my back hurting me and not being able to do things. And now all this past stuff coming up is just making, this is good, but right now it's really hard.
Oh, that's, Kate, that is so huge. And thank you for trusting us enough in this circle to share some of that. Because, you know, this is really interesting to me on a couple of levels. One is, you know, we've been talking to a certain extent, and even in the homework assignment, you know, for this week, about when those emotions come up, how important it is to feel them. And we're going to talk a lot more about that next week when we get into the acting class and the acting portion, because that's all about experiencing your emotions. But it's so hard while it's happening that if you allow yourself to feel it, this is what I learned from an acting class that I just took called Committed Impulse. It's an online class that's taught by a guy named Josh Pice. You're going to hear a lot more about this next week. He's Marie Forleo's husband, actually. He's a working actor, and he teaches this course. It's really hard to teach acting online, but he does a good job at it. And he says that in all of his years of studying this, that all emotions actually last no more than 12 seconds, 7 to 12 seconds. And if you feel it in your body and allow it to be and let it rush over you, no matter how awful or painful it is, it's actually going to change in no more than 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating. I mean, and that doesn't mean it might not come back again in the next hour or the next half hour or whatever, but just being with those emotions and allowing your body to experience the sensations that come along with them is healing. And I want to tell you something else. This is interesting that you bring up the presidential election, because are any of you familiar with Jennifer Powers, O-Shift, her work?
No.
Nobody's ever heard of her. She's actually a colleague of mine. We used to be in Salem Chamber businesswomen back in the day, 18 years ago. And she's become pretty well known. She's a national speaker and wrote this book called Oh Shift with the F, you know. And so she calls all of her clients shift heads. She's got a great sense of humor, and I listen to her and her husband, Mark Powers, audio blog every Wednesday it comes out. I clean my bathroom on Wednesday morning while I'm listening to Jennifer's audio blog. And this morning she was saying, and she, I don't think she has a traumatic experience, a violent traumatic experience in her past like you do, Kate, but she was getting so stirred up, she finally decided to just not watch anything. No news, no debates, no Facebook feed. And she was on her third day of just no anything, no media. And she's feeling a lot better. I'm not a news watcher, but Jennifer is. And she was finding herself almost like, she said the word she used was addicted to having to know the latest thing that who said about either candidate, and she just decided to stop. So I'm just going to throw that out there as a possibility.
Yeah, right. and it's funny because what's happening has been really interesting, but so subconsciously I'm concerned about Trump for a lot of reasons. It's not just the rape thing, but I realized that the emotional component, I mean, we were just talking about how he says this was locker room talk, but locker room talk is bragging about having sex with your girlfriend. It's not bragging about molesting women, forcing yourself on women. That is not locker room talk. You know, there's a distinction between, you know, talking about consensual sex you had with people and non-consensual. So, but I guess the point is, you're right, I need to let go, but my fear, the fear, not only for, because of my own emotion, it's just adding a ton, but also as a city councilor and understanding how government works, a lot of the things that he says literally scare me. Like negotiating our national debt. I mean, or just bombing places, or, you know, he says this stuff that it could create wars, financial meltdowns. So, I mean, it's interesting. So it's hard for me, like, I think the fear motive is what keeps making me watch. I mean, if he was losing, I still have to watch because of the emotional entanglement from the rape. But I think that's part of my thing is I feel like I need to know if this guy's really going to get in, you know, and I don't know, and you're probably right. I need to let it go, but it feels so hard because it feels like you're saying, oh yeah, don't worry about that dog that's growling at you that might bite your leg. Don't worry about it. Just don't pay attention to it, you know. And this isn't the same thing as a dog growling, but emotionally it is.
I'm gonna take the opportunity to say something I heard a while back because, you know, literally we could go on this topic for our whole entire hour and we don't wanna do that because, you know, we're here to wish weave, of course, but there is a difference between because I mean, yes, it's a possibility, right? This could happen. He could be elected. But I don't think so either. But I mean, let's say it could. But it's also the more you focus on it, it's something that you're creating in your mind and you're causing yourself so much distress. And because it's not like he's there in front of you with a gun and he's pointing the gun at you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
Yeah. And that this is the fear that we want to differentiate because when you've got Gabby's 5-year-old has a sinus infection. Well, if the child, whether it had a sinus infection or not, but was standing in the sidewalk just about to run into the street in front of a moving car, that's an immediate danger that is right here, right now. And she would run and she would grab her child and pull her child, you know, away from the sidewalk and away from the street and into the house. But there's nobody here on the sidewalk with a gun right in front of you. And so the more you can not focus on that, you're not creating a fear that's not immediately there right in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You're right. That's what I'll do. I'll go for 3 days, see if I pay attention to the news for 3 days. That would be quite an accomplishment.
Can I just say one quick thing?
Please, if it's helpful to Kate, please do so.
I mean, it helps me tremendously to just, you know, like I could talk about him all day and be really upset. But when people start saying something, I laugh with them and then I say, yeah, I don't even think about him. He's nothing. Because if you give him no energy, then he doesn't exist. I mean, and then stay away from social media and the news. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that's the thing is what you put your energy on grows. You know, what you put your attention on, what you put your energy on expands. So don't even put your energy there. Don't give him that power.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was a place I wasn't expecting to go, but we got some helpful stuff out of it. So thank you for sharing, Kate. So I guess the only other thing I had asked besides the time alone was whether or not there's anything so far that has resonated with you, has been helpful to you, or anything which has been challenging or has just not even made any sense to you right now. Is there anything anybody wants to just briefly share before we move on to the wish weaving portion?
I think everything's great.
Oh, yay.
So you're looking for specifics.
Yeah, I just kind of some feedback, you know, both for how the process is going for you so far. And then, I mean, I'm probably going to be asking all of you guys individually for some more in-depth feedback here right after I get back from Dallas. But, yeah, just any one particular thing or on either direction, particularly resonating, particularly challenging or unhelpful, so to speak.
This is Jennifer. I'll pop in. For me, this has actually been very helpful because I was, you know, very scattered, very anxious, and not knowing where I was going, what I should be doing. And for me, that the feeling of out of control is something new to me, and I don't do it very well with it. So the constant, actually, reminder to focus, and just like you said, putting your energy into something, and just the alone time and the meditating really helped me kind of bring myself back together. So for me, this has been just what I needed right now, or I don't know where I'd be at the moment.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to hear. Okay. Well, if nobody has anything else, I think we should move right to the wish weaving portion because we're a little after 2 now. We're at 2:05. And so can somebody else time? Because I'm not going to be able to time when I'm got Kate on the phone. Does someone else have a timer?
I do if you want me to. Okay, should I start now?
Well, let's divide. We've got 24 minutes. So, well, let's see, 20 minutes. So, 5 of us.
4 minutes each.
We got four minutes each. So, yeah. Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
But I'm not going to. Well, okay, actually, you know what? I am going to talk really briefly. So, that gives you 4. Up to 5 minutes.
Do you want me to do like a Toastmasters thing to say it's been like, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, just so people know, or did not worry about it?
We didn't do that last time. I don't think we really needed it, but maybe, you know, we maybe could up at the, like the 3 minute and 30 second mark. We could say you got 30 more seconds. So.
Okay, I'll just say 30 when we get to 30 then. And that's it. Everyone will know what that means.
That they have 30 seconds left. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to time then? Are you able to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I just started it now.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to go really quickly this time just because I thought you might be curious. Usually I'm not going to be a part of the wish reading process, but I wanted to give you an update because I had that audition and I did get word back. What's that squeaking noise?
It's ducks. I'm walking at Tektronix campus.
Oh, beautiful. You're taking a little god walk while we're talking. Okay, so so I didn't get cast, and this was interesting because I didn't feel any disappointment, and actually I felt a little bit relieved, which told me I probably didn't really want the part. I hadn't been able to see the script. It would have meant driving all the way across town at night in winter, which I wasn't all that happy about that, and I didn't feel that much of a simpatico with the director either. So I'm much more excited about the one that's coming up on November 6th, even though the one thing that was good about this is it paid. Not all acting gigs pay, and this was like a $350 stipend, and the one that I'm auditioning for November 6th, I don't get anything. But it was a good experience, and I had an opportunity to get a monologue in place, which I've not done before. So that was all. I just wanted to share that to let you know that that's where I'm at on that end. And
okay.
I did actually not get all of my God walks in last week because it was raining so hard. I felt terrible. I felt so much better this week when I was able to get out Monday, Tuesday, and earlier today already. So just once again, you know, if you can, if you're in a safe place, do your God walks. Okay, next. You can stop the timer now. That's all I needed.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. I got it back to zero.
So remember just to state what you want help on in no more than like 2 to 3 statements.
All right, this is Jennifer.
I need to really focus, like you're saying, on making sure I'm spending my mind in productive things.
Yes.
And the other thing, and part of it is, I'll work on that. But the other thing that would be helpful for me, I don't know if anyone's interested, but it would really help me to talk with someone like maybe twice a week and just kind of go back and forth of where we are. Writing it in email, I mean, writing it is kind of difficult for me. And I just feel like if anyone's interested in doing that, I think I would get, I think we could move, you know, encourage each other to move along. I liked the idea of having that wish weaver person. I know we're doing it more in this setting, but if anyone's interested in that, I'd be happy to be a partner with you.
I'll do it. This is Gabby, but I'm better on the phone because then I don't have an opportunity to get back to you, you know?
Oh, that'd be great. Great.
Yeah, okay. I'm better to, like, schedule a phone call than, you know.
Oh,
just,
that would be great.
Okay. Yeah.
As far as, so we just exchange email to phone and numbers and then at the end, and then we can set something up. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Well, that was actually 1 minute and 35 seconds. So hopefully we have more time for other people.
Oh, that thrills me. Thank you both for bringing that up, because Gabby, before you came on, Kate, was just talking about how she was having a little trouble, you know, being able to verbalize and hang on to some of the stuff that she was getting, and you want help, you know, focusing your mind. And this is great. I love this. Thank you. And if you need help with the process, I mean, go back to those, all the instructions are in that blog, those blog entries that I put into, I think it was week 2. So go back and read those. But if you need any tips outside of that, just please let me know, and I'd be happy to help you facilitate that process.
Great. Thank you.
Perfect. So who wants to go next?
This is Jennifer. I'll jump in. So I'm feeling very at peace now. I've recentered my mind, and I'm in a place of waiting. My only request for advice is, do I need to still do something while I'm waiting? Because for me, waiting is something not normal. So I don't know, should I be doing something, you know, I don't know, just journaling, or waiting is a weird thing for me. So anyone have any advice of while I'm in this place of sitting back, waiting for my sign, the right thing, what I can do without messing it up, if that makes sense?
What are you waiting for specifically?
Kind of the sign of what my next step is, because I was going crazy in my mind trying to figure things out, because I'm a control freak, and that's what I do, is try to figure out. But when I figure out my next move, it's never the right one. So I've really gotten the signals that I'm supposed to sit and wait, but I don't know if it's really weird to me. So I feel like I should still be doing something. I'm kind of lost. What do you do while you wait? I've never just sat back and waited before.
I have lots of ideas.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's just, this is a big thing for me too. And I always have to talk myself down, you know, that I think waiting is a good place. It's because it's not like you know what to do and you're still waiting. You know, you're kind of in a place where you're not sure. So you're, you know, like kind of in the kind of like exploration, you're kind of open to things. So, you know, the idea that if you don't have, you know, something that inspires, like to continuously look maybe for inspiration.
Uh-huh.
And then when you get it, take it, you know, but it's okay where you are to accept that this is where you are right now.
So I'm not being a slacker.
I have something too. I'll never forget when my kids were young, and I was like that too. You know, always running a lot of things and doing a lot of things. And I remember being outside when my kids were small. We were at a park, and I was watching them play. And then I got this feeling of guilt. And the feeling of guilt was I'm not getting anything done, because usually the kids are, you know, when they're playing, I'm in my brain going over my list of things that I need to work on and all that kind of stuff. And so when I realized I felt guilty for not working, this voice said to me, "You are working. It's just not the work that you recognize." And that was being present with my kids in the moment. And that was a valuable thing to do.
Yes.
That's good advice from both of you. Thank you.
It's like a lesson in being still in your mind, you know, I mean.
And it's so foreign for me, so I appreciate hearing that it's okay.
I had the same experience after I got out of the workers' compensation field, because I was so used to working at – what is that beeping noise again? Is that you, Kate?
A beeping noise?
Yeah, I was hearing a beeping noise. Maybe somebody else is calling in on the other line. I don't know. But, yeah, I was so used to working 40 hours a week and then coming home and working on all this stuff for, you know, 2-3 hours in the evening. It was like – that guilt. I understand that feeling, but I got over it pretty fast.
Actually, just hearing you guys all say kind of the guilt, that to give me a term to realize that it's guilt that I'm feeling, and that way I can put it out of my mind. Actually, just giving it, I never even thought of it, but it's a guilt. So that's a helpful right there, just knowing that, to give a label to it so I can know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and I will throw one more thing in there, too. I think you've got time left. And this is something I got from Mary Mannon Morrissey, who is, like, the number one dream builder that I know. I mean, she is top-notch at manifesting, you know, really focusing in and manifesting something. And she says sometimes when she's not sure what angle to take, or, you know, there's some possibilities maybe she hasn't been able to see, she will put something in the center of the table. Literally, and it, for you, it could be like, you know, some, like a focus point of whatever your future holds, and, you know, but you're not quite sure how to get there. Is literally walk around the table and look at it from all different angles, physically moving and looking at that focal point from a different perspective often gives her different ideas. It like gets your left and right brain, it gets your brains working together.
Okay, we're at 4:50 now, sorry.
Okay, and also, you know I forgot for us to read the mastermind principles at the beginning, so would you mind if we read them now before we move on to Tracy?
Okay.
Do we have them handy?
You know what, I've been looking for mine. I know they're on your website, right?
No, they're not on the website. They're on the membership site. Yes. Who all has them handy?
I don't. I'm trying to look them up real quick. I forgot.
Who does? Somebody does.
Grab your book. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, they're on page 32. Yeah, I really like to start with those. It just sets the whole tone. I can't believe I forgot.
Boy, finding your book. What did I
do? Oh, I found it. Jennifer.
Yeah, no.
So at least.
Okay, I found it.
So three of us have it then?
I've got it.
Who doesn't have it? So everybody does except Kate. Okay. So Tracy, why don't you go ahead and start, and then Gabby, Jennifer, and me.
Okay. I release myself to the mastermind because I am strong when I have others to help me.
I believe the combined intelligence of the mastermind creates a wisdom far beyond my own.
I understand that I will more easily create positive results in my life when I am looking at myself and my problems and opportunities from another's point of view.
I decide to release my desire totally and trust to the mastermind, and I am open to accepting new possibilities.
I forgive myself for mistakes I have made. I also forgive others who have hurt me in the past so I can move into the future with a clean slate.
I ask the mastermind to hear what I really want, my goals, my dreams, my desires, and I hear my mastermind partners support me in my fulfillment.
I accept. I know, relax, and accept, believing that the working power of the mastermind will respond to my every need. I am grateful for knowing this is so.
Thank you very much. And with that, it is your turn, Tracy.
I'm kind of at a loss, other than I'd like to share that I'm feeling like I'm putting, like I'm at the 11th hour, I'm doing the homework and putting the work into this mastermind, and I just want to be transparent about that, so I feel a little bit underwater with it. And so, I mean, I haven't put a lot of thought into what it is that I would like feedback about today. I'm not sure where to go with that, other than I'm here and I'm present and I'm willing to contribute as I can.
Are you feeling a little overwhelmed, or what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, overwhelmed is like one of my mentors says, when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's usually that you're out of alignment with your higher purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a little bit like I've got a lot of irons in the fire, and it's all really good stuff. But mm-hmm. I'm spread a little thin. So I just feel great about being here and being as, you know, when I am participating in terms of place and showing up, I definitely am there. But I don't think I want, like, feedback on, like, how to be less out of alignment. I don't know. I mean, I think it's something that, again, you know, I will be shown, you know, and I think that the God walks and continuing to do the practices I do are super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Do you have feedback on that?
This is Jennifer, and I just had a thought, because I was talking to one of my friends actually a couple of weeks ago about feeling discombobulated and just all over the place and had so many things I was trying to accomplish. And she told me, she says, you know how you schedule everything in your life? She says, but do you schedule time for you? And it just kind of, I don't know, maybe it doesn't apply, but I just kind of had the thought of, we get so busy doing so many things, but we forget that we're just as important to schedule and make ourselves a priority. And that's something I've been trying to learn to do as well, because I'm kind of a person who just tends to be really busy, and sometimes I lose myself in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm also hyper aware of that kind of self-talk of, like, I'm too busy, or I'm so overbooked and overwhelmed. It just seems like part of the collective consciousness these days, and I think that's part of, like, how do you speak about yourself, you know? And what does that mean to you? Are you, you know, so I'm just kind of, like, feeling out what it is that, it's hard for me to say no to things, I guess, you know, things that I feel like have some juice, and I feel like this does, and that I'm also in a place of feeling like, again, I'm doing things at the 11th hour, you know. So,
Well, what I have to say is, I mean, because this is Gabby, because, I mean, I do this for myself. I put myself last. And then you're overwhelmed, and there's also some, like, there's like physical and emotional exhaustion and, you know, all of that, you know, as part of, like, all the, everyone that needs everything from you and all the things that you should be doing and maybe aren't giving your all to, kind of just to, I don't know, actually talk to yourself like you would talk to someone who's telling you that they're overwhelmed. You know, like, oh my God, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I love that. Totally.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, just like, I don't know, like you would, yeah, talk to your friend and say, oh my gosh, you have no idea how you look from the outside. You look like super. And so just, you know, I guess telling yourself that, you know, take it easy. You know, you need to just work on you and just really saying no to the things that you don't have to do, that you just do because other people want you to do them. Like for me, it's going, you know, and socializing. I do not want to do that if I don't have to. That exhausts me. Just taking care of you.
That's great.
Yeah,
I guess I feel like I'm pretty good at that, but that, I love that kind of self, that little piece of, like, the dialogue of, like, affirming of all the great things that I am doing, you know, rather than looking at it from the other way. So I'm happy that I showed up today and that I'm here and involved in the conversation. It feels good.
Yay. Yeah.
Bravo. Yeah. That was wonderful, Gabby. Thank you.
No problem.
Also, Tracy, I mean, you're aware of this, you know, and your awareness will cause a shift. So it's just for now, right?
Right, totally.
Yeah, I have a very, very close friend who she kind of has this habit of starting. She's always very busy, right? She's very busy. And she is. She works, you know, a job that involves a lot of driving, and she takes Fridays off, so she works 10-hour days, and she's got a husband who's got some health issues that she helps out with, and et cetera, that she likes to start her email saying, I know how busy you are, but, and I make a point of saying, you know what, I'm not busy. I make a point of having just the schedule that I like. And I finally said that. And she said,
that's
oh, my God,
awesome.
That's fantastic. What a great way to do it, she said. So, yeah, it was awesome. I thought, no, I got exactly the schedule I want. That's the way I create it. So we all have that power, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're right up at 2:26 here. So
terrible job. I'm so sorry I got so involved in the conversation. I forgot to watch the time.
Oh, it's okay. We're perfect. We're right on schedule here. So before I turn to the closing, does anybody have any just last mastermind things they want to add before we move to close? Are we complete? Sounds like we're complete.
It seems like the more time I spend in this, the better, you know, the more it starts connecting.
Awesome.
So I try to think about it.
Yeah.
Kate and I need to exchange numbers, but so we can do it on Facebook. It doesn't matter how we do it, I guess.
Well, I think, are you able to use your computer much right now, Kate? Do you want to just give Gabby your number right now? Or?
Yeah, can I just do that? I'm still struggling with my email. So,
oh, fine. Good. I'm glad the phone works for you, too.
So, yeah, my number is
503-888-2381. And so you're in the same time zone as everyone else except
here.
Okay. What days do you want to do it? Do you want specific days? Were you thinking?
I'd like to talk afterwards and decide if that's okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Probably afterwards, and we could set it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys could even just talk right now after we get done. But there's one piece that I didn't add, and I'm not sure how many of you are going to want to do this, but I at least want to throw out the option. If you would like to give some kind of a commitment to the group of what you want to either focus on or accomplish before our next call. It's a really good way to close. Even if you don't want to make a commitment, like I'm going to do such and such thing by such and such date, if you want to just share what your focus will be or an accomplishment that you want to do, one or the other, before our next call. So, Kate, would you mind starting?
Well, that's so easy. It popped right in my head. I've got to get my electronic medium working properly.
Okay.
I'm doing a terrible job anyway. Yeah. I need to get my electronic medium working.
Okay. Jennifer?
I'm going to commit to focusing on what I feel like, you know, narrowing down what my next step is going to be, what I want to do next. I have so many different things floating out there that I'm going to be focusing on what I want to actually do.
Okay, perfect. Gabby?
I want to do that too. I want to focus on my next step.
Okay. Well, when you guys figure out what your next step is, post it in the forum, please. And Kate, you know, if you want to post your updates, well, after you get your electronic equipment fixed, then you can post. Okay. And Tracy?
Can you hear me? What I want to work on next time, is that what the question is?
Yeah, what your focus is or what you want to accomplish before our next call.
I think starting the writing exercise that you outlined in this past week's homework is interesting to me. Just taking that time in the morning.
Okay.
And writing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, so before we hang up, I just want to remind you, well, first of all, we have our acting class next Tuesday, so I guess I don't have to remind you a whole lot right now, but I am going to be out of town starting the day after our acting class, and I won't be back until the following Tuesday, later in the day. So I'm pretty much going to be off the grid between then and the time that I get back. I'm going to be in conference like long days from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all day on Friday and all day on Saturday, and then until like 6 or 7 or something like that on Sunday. So I'm not going to really be available, but I will have my cell phone with me. So I'll at least be able to read emails, I would think, or get texts or something. So if anything comes up, just, you know, let me know, but know that I'm not going to be available a whole lot. So I think that's it, other than, and you'll be able to join us for the class via Facebook again, Gabby, on Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we will see you on Tuesday then, and in the meantime, don't forget to send your upbeat updates on Friday.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
All right, great. Well, I will let you go then. What?
Thank you.
All right,
great.
Bye.
See you soon.
Yeah, Kate, are you there?
Yeah.
Kate? Okay.
You guys should talk by phone so that I can shut this down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll call you right back, Kate.
888-2381-2381.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hang up, Kate, so Gabby can call you.
Okay.
Oh my God, really?
The moderator has left the conference.